Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day. We are already in the middle of the process of electing a new Congress, electing one-third of a new Senate, because that's the way it is. When you have six-year terms, the terms are staggered. So 34 Senate races this time. And all of that at a time when there's a editorial about the Democrats' 22 playbook. And the Democrats' 22 playbook, full colon, falsehoods and fear. An important column by Gerard Baker of the Wall Street Journal. And talking about the real ugliness that has already started around this campaign to try to revive Roe v. Wade. Is this actually the whole purpose of the leak of the draft of a Supreme Court decision? The idea that if we are violent enough, we meaning the people on the other side, the people who are trying to restore Roe v. Wade or revive it or to impose it by some kind of legislative fiat all around the country, that the whole purpose is to get one member of the Supreme Court to reconsider. And so that we'll go back to the status quo ante where Roe will be basically there to prevent any too sweeping restrictions on abortion. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. It's very telling. The police chief in Madison, Wisconsin, and you can imagine what kind of a tough time he has. You may remember that when it came to the season of left-wingers tearing down statues and memorials, there was a particularly ugliness going on in Madison involving statues of George Washington, even of Frederick Douglass, and even of a local Civil War hero, Norwegian immigrant, who had given his life fighting for the Union and organizing a pro-Union regiment. But all of that, this is the Madison police chief on the firebombing of a pro-life group called Family Action. Clip 3.
A passerby headed to Madison Airport noticed flames coming from the Wisconsin Family Action office. A responding officer observed smoke coming from the building and ground-level window, which had been breached. Madison Fire Department was able to put out the fire within 5 minutes after their response. Investigators located an incendiary device, sometimes referred to as a Molotov cocktail. There is no place in Madison for any type of hate speech or any type of violence or any type of property destruction to advance any cause. And if you're thinking about doing something like that, I would recommend that you not. It doesn't look good for your cause. It doesn't look good for our community.
Okay, it not only should not look good for your cause, and good for the chief in making that clear, it should lead to your imprisonment. I mean, to firebomb an office, someone could have been in there because you disagree with them. This was, by the way, also in Madison, Wisconsin. I will never forget this. They had a bombing at one of the buildings on the University of Wisconsin campus, and a graduate student in mathematics was killed by a bomb exploding there. They were bombing a building at University of Wisconsin, one of the most left-wing campuses in the country, as a means of demonstrating against the Vietnam War, and they killed this married individual. He had several children. It was one of those awful things. It was completely insane about the 1960s. And this was actually early 70s. But the mayor of Chicago, who is a complete and abysmal failure, Mayor Lori Lightfoot, she has doubled down on her call to arms to make her city into a sanctuary and a center for protecting the right to abortion, inviting various women who might be finding it more difficult to get abortions in neighboring states to come to Illinois, come to Chicago. And here is what she calls her call to arms. That's 16.
You called it a call to arms in making this announcement. Explain that.
Well, I think everybody who saw that draft opinion has gone through a range of different emotions. But we can't just be angry. We've got to be intentional. We've got to be dedicated. And that's why I'm calling upon fellow elected officials across the country, and particularly my fellow mayors, to join me in making the pledge that we made today, which is the Justice for All pledge. And fundamentally, it reaffirms Chicago as a welcoming city, a city that doesn't discriminate, and a city that's going to stand with women.
Yeah, great. In other words, this is going to be Chicago, the welcoming city with one of the highest murder rates in the country and shooting rates. This last weekend in Chicago, 24 shot, 6 fatally in weekend violence, which is appalling. This entire string of violence, violent terrorist incidents in Israel that the whole world is concerned about. 19 victims so far this year, which is tragic and horrible. 24 this weekend in Chicago, which is a much smaller population than the state of Israel. Bill Maher, on his show on Friday, actually continued to offer impressive evidence that he's an independent thinker and he's serious about the issues he talks about. He has something to say about finding out more about the facts concerning abortion. Listen, clip 17.
I learned things this week, because this put it on the front page, that are pretty basic things that I did not know about abortion. Like in Europe, the modern countries of Europe, way more restrictive than we are, or what they're even proposing. If you are pro-choice, you would like it a lot less in Germany and Italy and France and Spain and Switzerland. Did you know that? I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
That's right. Okay. I learned most people who are pro-life are women. Did not know that.
Okay, that's entirely true. But you would have heard both things on this show, of course, and heard them often. And now on National Public Radio, they also had a segment which backed up exactly what Bill Maher said. It backed up exactly what I've been saying to you for a while, which is the United States is an outlier on the abortion issue. We are. And we are an outlier not in restricting abortion. We're an outlier in mandating it judicially. And with no restrictions, no waiting periods, in many states, no requirements for parental permission for underage abortion applicants. And the idea that we have now the prospect of other restrictions, yeah, wouldn't it be kind of amazing and appropriate if we followed the example, say, of Scandinavia, where there are far more restrictions on what is actually permitted and what is not. We will get to that, and we'll also be getting to evidence of a conspiracy. A conspiracy on what? Coming up.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. Join in your daily dose of debate.
I've only been listening to you for about 20 minutes and already my hair is on fire.
The Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Medved show, Bill Maher amazingly acknowledged that it was a revelation to him that the European countries, virtually all of them, had more restrictive rules on abortion than we have. The one thing that they have is they don't view abortion as a judicial decision. What they do in most of Europe is the sensible thing. which is because judicial decisions tend to be absolute. They tend to put you on one side or another side. And the idea of a legislative chamber, a parliament, or a Congress or a Senate making a decision on policy is going to lead to more moderate policies, which is what most people in most countries seem to want. For instance, in this report on National Public Radio, here's what they said about Poland and about the drift of public opinion and of their democratically elected government under the Law and Justice Party, which is an ally of the Catholic Church in Poland, which is very powerful there. This is what they said on NPR about Poland's handling of the abortion issue. Listen.
Poland stands out in Europe for very tight abortion restrictions. Explain.
Yeah, it does. You know, first off, Poland, like Bolsonaro's Brazil, is very Catholic, and it's chipped away at its democratic institutions in recent years. The right-wing nationalist ruling party called Law and Justice has a symbiotic relationship with the Catholic Church, and their voting base are largely church-going rural Poles who are very much against abortion. In its 7 years in power, the Law and Justice Party has dismantled the country's judiciary and stacked Poland's courts with party loyalists who bring this conservative Catholic right-wing agenda with them to the bench. And with their help, the party has essentially banned abortion. Just like in Brazil, the only scenario when a woman is able to have an abortion in Poland is if she can prove that she's been raped or if the birth will threaten her own life. Poland's Constitutional Tribunal Court limited abortion to just these two scenarios in late 2020, and that prompted the largest protests in Poland, and mostly urban Poland, since those that led to the fall of communism decades ago.
And by the way, the demonstrations have not done anything to impact the popularity of the Law and Justice Party, which is still prevailing in Poland, which, by the way, is our most important Eastern European ally in the struggle for liberty and independence that is going on in Ukraine right now. I should also tell you that what this NPR report reported about Brazil, which is, of course, by far the largest country in population and in land area in Latin America. They said Jair Bolsonaro, the current president, is running for a second term. He's very far right wing, they say, and he is a staunch opponent of abortion. The interest around this issue that's generated in the U.S. is something that he is harnessing. On this issue, many Brazilians agree with Bolsonaro. It's a criminal offense. Abortion is a criminal offense here in Brazil. It's only allowed in certain specific circumstances. For example, when a pregnancy is a result of rape or the mother's life is threatened. And polls suggest that most Brazilians want the law to stay that way. So throwing a spotlight at this time on this highly emotive, highly polarizing issue helps Bolsonaro at a time that he's trailing in the polls. And what they point out is that though abortion is legal under limited circumstances in nearly all of Europe, except for Poland, each country has a range of restrictions. Listen.
Abortion is legal across nearly all of Europe. You know, each country has a range of restrictions based on how many weeks of pregnancy before the termination is illegal. And several countries require waiting periods as well as parental consent in the case of pregnant minors. But for nearly all of Europe, abortion remains legal, and there are only a handful of countries like Poland that have nearly banned it.
Okay, and by the way, in the case here in the United States, they asked Mara Liasson, who is a commentator on NPR, about what she thought the outcome was going to be of this abortion fight. And she said, so I think the next big debate in America is going to be about which party can be painted as the extremists on this issue. Because America, the clear majority of American voters, favor a middle ground of legal abortion with restrictions. And that's going to be the fight between the two parties. And I think that she's right about that. And I think that it's profound and very significant, because if this is going to be a big issue, and how could it not be? Because they are actually not going to be formally announcing this decision, and by that time I think they will have found out who orchestrated the leak. And the who orchestrated the leak is going to impact a great deal, it seems to me, the way that people respond on the issue underlying the leak. Because if, as seems extremely likely, the leak was orchestrated by someone on the left who wanted to change the court's thinking, I think most people in the United States of America can understand how dangerous it is if you start intimidating judges who are supposed to be basically committed to the law, not committed to the public will, but committed to what the law says, and which is part of the problem with making up a statement in the law that was never passed by anybody, called Roe v. Wade. The idea that that you think that you can overcome that by, they had 100 people last night at Samuel Alito's home. And apparently, as I mentioned yesterday, it's probably not true that he was taken away by some mystical authorities to a safe house to avoid the demonstrations against him. But the demonstrations are awful enough. And the notion that basically by pressuring judges, you can get an outcome. I mean, what if the people who were there at the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial every day, and they're supporting Johnny Depp by and large, it's overwhelmingly Team Johnny, and if they tried to somehow influence the judges by demonstrating and screaming and hollering on that issue. Now you say, but that issue has nothing to do with them. The truth of the matter is, if you're a citizen in the state of Washington, then there's no direct implication to you in terms of what has just happened at the Supreme Court or what is likely to happen when they announce a decision. Because Washington had passed its legalization of abortion before Roe v. Wade. And the notion that people here are supposed to be scared about their, quote, rights being taken away. What about the right to look at a, what almost seems like a conspiracy conscious, who's conspiring? The fine-tuning of nature for human existence. An amazing story that's worth hearing. Listen, coming up.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
The shortage of baby formula continues. 40% of the nation's supply is now out of stock, with the number higher in states like Texas, Tennessee, Missouri, Iowa, North Dakota, and South Dakota. Dr. Diane Hess spoke to CBS News about what parents can do to feed their babies.
But there are formulas available, so there might not be the brand name. So there might be a shortage of Enfamil, and there might be a shortage of Similac, but you can get the store brands, which are excellent. The Target, the Kirkland, the Kroger, the CVS, Walgreens, they all come out of the same factory. They're all FDA approved. They meet the same standards that regular Similac and Enfamil do.
As Americans gear up for summer road trips, the price of gas continues to go up with no end in sight. AAA says drivers are paying an average of $4.37 for a gallon of regular gas. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Okay, here's a profound question that touches, whether you like it or not, on virtually every issue we confront on this show or that people confront in American life or the life of the planet. The question is, what's the greatest miracle? What is the greatest development that actually makes everything else possible? And the answer is the miracle of man, human beings, us. There's a new book just released in paperback. It is called The Miracle of Man, The Fine-Tuning of Nature for Human Existence. Dr. Michael Denton is the author. He's both a medical doctor and a PhD in biochemistry from King's College in London. Dr. Denton, congratulations on the book.
Well, thanks very much.
And very pleased to have you on the show. And first of all, this is a dramatic story, which you set up in your book, beginning with some very important events, not at the dawn of creation, but back in the medieval era, about 500 years ago. What are the events that begin this amazing story?
In medieval times, Christian, Jewish, and Muslim scholars, also humans occupying a very special place in the cosmic order. Essentially, the universe, in a way, was designed for us. Man was seen to be the very purpose of the universe, and the universe conceived as a unique, formerly called an anthropocentric whole. To convey something of this medieval view, let me read a section from a book by Adam Yurevich called The Categories of Medieval Culture. He describes beautifully the way the medieval scholars looked at the world around them. He writes, "The effort to grasp the world as a single unified whole runs through all the medieval summae, the encyclopedias, and the etymologies. The philosophers of the 12th century speak of the necessity of studying nature, for in the cognition of nature, in all her depths, man finds himself. Underlying their arguments and images is a confident conviction that the central place in the world which God had created belongs to man. And as Gerdiger points out, so intensely anthropocentric or man-centered was the origin of the world order that each part of the human body corresponded to a part of the universe, the head to the skies, the breast to the air, stomach to the sea, the feet to the earth, the bones corresponding to the rocks, the veins to the branches of the trees. So that's it. That's just a short reading from a scholar of medieval culture, showing you that in fact everything seemed to be made for man, and there was a correspondence between our biology and the great macrocosm in which we exist.
Okay, so the question would be, yes, we are talking about 500 years ago, which seemed to be a settled science, as people like to say, and settled philosophy.
Yeah.
So what happened to change that?
Yeah, that's right. So what I've described is, as it were, the sort of, that was the view in the high noon of the Christian West, as it were, before the scientific era broke. So what happened then from the mid-1500s on was the whole man-centered, anthropocentric view of the cosmos began to unravel. And the first stage in the unraveling was with the Copernican Revolution and the displacement of the Earth from the center of things. The discovery that, in fact, the Earth went round the Sun, and not the Sun, the Moon, and all the planets went round the Earth. So the Earth was displaced from the center of things, from the spatial center of things anyway. And then, following Copernicus, as the scientific revolution got underway, none of the subsequent discoveries in science, from the mid-16th century right to the mid-19th century, when Darwin was writing The Origin, provided any evidence of a special fitness in nature for our being, for beings of our biological design. The development of the microscope, telescope, Newtonian physics, the beginnings of chemistry, the discovery of the paleontological record, and further advances in biological knowledge in the later 18th and early 19th century. None of these advances and discoveries gave the slightest hint that the laws of nature were uniquely fit for beings such as ourselves, that mankind occupied the special place in nature which was conceived of by the medieval scholars. But that's not the end of the story.
It clearly isn't, because you have your book, The Miracle of Man, you're talking about the revision or the recapture of that medieval inclination to see man as the center of the universe. Is that an act of arrogance, or is it motivated by the more recent scientific developments?
No, on my part, I'm interested in it purely as a scientific thesis. You know, what sorts of forms of life are possible given the laws of nature and the properties of matter? And what began to happen was, after these three centuries, in fact, we've been successively demoted, things began to change. From about the middle of the 19th century, evidence began to accumulate that maybe nature was, in fact, specially fit for humans after all. And this new insight arose from the developments of organic chemistry, which revealed that, for instance, the carbon atom was especially fit for building complex chemical living systems. No other atom was going to do. And then there were physiological advances, which revealed a special fitness in oxidations, which is how we get our energy, and in the properties of carbon dioxide and the fitness of the properties of oxygen for advanced aerobic life like ourselves. Studies of photosynthesis reveal a very special fitness in sunlight and the atmosphere for air-breathing organisms and so forth. And the purpose of, and the fundamental and basic purpose of Miracle of Man is to document and describe these new findings and show how they raise the possibility of a new reformulation of the traditional man-centered, anthropocentric conception of nature based on scientific evidence. The the view of the medieval scholars, of course, as I've just sort of in the reading I just made, they, of course, were basing their anthropocentric, world-centered, man-centered view on scripture. But I'm arguing in this book, okay, that was their view, that's how they based their view. You can now base the same view on the findings of basic science. So that in fact, the actual argument that I'm presenting is actually a secular argument.
How should this knowledge and this understanding made possible by recent scientific discoveries change us as human beings and guide our civilization in a better and more worthy direction of this miraculous heritage?
Well, I think the sense of awe that it creates about our existence means we have to take human life, you know, perhaps much more seriously. And we have to entertain the possibility that there's an intelligence behind the universe which organized things for our being. We have to think seriously about what we are and how we are the center of things again. And I think we have to take human life more seriously. It provides a scientific basis for taking it very seriously, and also a scientific basis for the religious claims that in fact there's an intelligence behind our ultimate existence. So, you can't read this book without getting a very strong feeling that an intelligence did all this, and intelligence is organized things for our being.
That's Dr. Michael Denton. He is an MD and a PhD, a medical doctor and a biochemist with degrees from Bristol University and King's College in London. He is also, most importantly, a senior fellow at Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture. His new book, just released in paperback, is The Miracle of Man, The Fine-Tuning of Nature for Human Existence. We will be right back with more on The Medved Show.
Portions of The Michael Medved Show are brought to you in part by the Discovery Institute.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. Chances are you will, because the overwhelming majority, almost 3/4 of people who get that quick start, end up ordering more Relief Factor. Read all about it. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Michael Medved Show, there are a couple of primaries that are happening tonight, which are supposed to be a pretty good indication of some of the direction of the Republican Party, whether it's going to be a party where its priorities are dictated primarily by Donald J. Trump. There are two members of Congress who are running against each other. They're both good, solid conservatives. They're both good guys, by the way. This is in West Virginia. West Virginia is one of those states with a relatively slow growth in the population. They lost a congressional seat, so two incumbents are running against one another. Trump has endorsed one of them. And I so much dislike the fact that the only thing that people tell you about in the mainstream media is, well, here's one candidate who has Trump's endorsement and the other candidate doesn't. The question is, why did Trump endorse the one candidate? And there are two reasons. Number one, the McKinley, Congressman McKinley, who is the incumbent who I hope wins this primary, actually had said publicly that he believed that Biden had been elected president. That's his big crime. Oh, yeah, and then he also voted to authorize, along with a bunch of other Republicans, to authorize an investigation of what happened with the worst attack on the Capitol building since the British hit it in 1814. And then the final sin that McKinley did that they point to is he voted yes on the infrastructure bill, which was actually very similar to the infrastructure bill that Trump himself had been promoting without ever getting it through during the years of his presidency. So the idea that basically you're supposed to pick one candidate over the other because the guy you're supposed to vote against favored an investigation of what happened on January 6th and favored an infrastructure bill, I think that's a shame. And then there's a situation in Nebraska where they have a very colorful primary, and I've mentioned before the idea that Charlie Herbster is the guy who's running with Trump's endorsement. Now, whether Trump endorsed him or not, whether he was endorsed by Vladimir Putin, whoever he was endorsed by, you cannot vote for this guy. There are GOP accusers including a leader of the state Senate, and they've all produced eyewitnesses who say there are 9 different occasions he's molested women at Republican fundraising events. This is since 2019. It's recent. It's not long ago. It's not like Brett Kavanaugh in high school. And Charlie Herbster is one of 3 candidates. And the other 2 candidates are very good and well-qualified guys. And it's very possible that because Herbster has Trump's endorsement, because he claims that he is being wrongly accused. But I've got in front of me this article that was in the Nebraska Examiner. And, okay, Charlie Herbster makes his living. He's a very wealthy guy. He's contributed a lot to Republican causes, including to President Trump, and President Trump has endorsed him. But the fact that you have these cases where, for instance, State Senator Julie Slama, who had the courage to start this whole thing, she's married to another Republican state senator. She's a conservative Republican. And in front of eyewitnesses, because there are eyewitnesses to back it up, at a fundraiser, Herbster reached under her skirt. There are other people who are talking about being grabbed on the rear end and being squeezed up top. And again, we're not talking about charges from liberals or strangers. These are people who are active in the Nebraska Republican Party. And the governor, whose term limited, has been a great guy. His name is Ricketts. And one can only hope that the party doesn't get hurt by having a Charlie Herbster, whose trademark is he goes everywhere, apparently literally everywhere, with a big white cowboy hat on his head. That really shouldn't be enough to secure his nomination. So pay attention to these primaries tonight, because they will help determine whether there is a cultish aspect to the Republican Party and whether people are going to accept anything as long as it's more Trumpy than the alternative. Speaking of accepting anything, there's a fascinating story in Daily Beast about an update on the war in Ukraine. And what they say is, from Russian troops in Kharkiv to the crew on board a battered Russian vessel near Snake Island, Putin's forces are realizing the idiocy of his war. Nearly 3 months after Vladimir Putin unleashed his special military operation against Ukraine, and a day after his less-than-triumphant Victory Day speech, a series of intercepted phone calls and radio traffic suggests the idiocy of his war is finally becoming too much to bear for even his troops. In perhaps the most dramatic audio to emerge, Russian crew members on board a Raptor-class landing assault boat near Snake Island in the Black Sea appear to have been caught in radio transmissions desperately lamenting their lack of air support as Ukrainian forces bombarded them from an armed Bayraktar, that's Turkish, drone. The audio released on Telegram by the investigative news outlet InformNapalm purportedly comes from an open radio traffic during battles in the Black Sea that took place over the weekend, when Ukraine's military said it destroyed 3 enemy boats that subsequently wound up, quote, on the bottom of the sea. Where is air support? Where is air support? A man identified as a Russian crew member can be heard saying frantically amid sounds like sirens in the background. This Bayraktar is already beep, may the beep off, the man said, before apparently becoming more desperate, as he says, they have fired a 4th missile at us, a 4th missile. And despite the man's pleas, the Russian service member on the other end simply promises to pass along the information to military leadership. It was not immediately clear if the man in the recording was on any of the 3 boats that Ukrainian forces sank. Part of what they're talking about is the people in these transmissions describing Putin as a worthless rat. And you know you've got a morale problem if that's the message from your own troops. Meanwhile, speaking of problems, what if you wake up in an open cornfield? You have no idea how you got there or how to get out. That's the premise of a strange and haunting new thriller. Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
Six charismatic strangers wake up trapped in an endless cornfield only to discover that they are being hunted by something mysterious and strange in the otherworldly thriller Escape the Field. Now in select theaters and available for rent on multiple streaming services.
Where am I?
I have no idea. I just woke up in this field.
Now here we are.
This doesn't make any sense. How did we get here?
Well, those are the key questions that never get fully answered in this skillful, surprisingly well-acted, but ultimately puzzling film. Is this some malevolent government project or sadistic space aliens or robots or what? Little known performers like Jordan Claire Robbins and Shane West create appealing characterizations that make you care enough to keep you guessing about the mystery. The violence and wounding is brutal and realistic enough to earn a hard R rating. 2.5 stars for the strange and sometimes fascinating Escape the Field. And on the Michael Medved Show, we're going to be talking about a different kind of escape next time. There's an offer to travel to Uranus. Yeah, outer solar system. All you need is 15 years of your life. That's what it would take to get there. And $4 billion from the government. Why are they talking about this? We'll explain next time. And Meanwhile, Doug Schoen on four topics that are all connected. The topics, Russia, Putin, Roe v. Wade, and midterm elections. What's the connection? You'll find out next time. We'll also speak to David Frum. We were hoping to speak to him today. We got him tomorrow. He is basically saying if Biden forgives student loans, voters won't forgive him. And that Biden on this issue is not for the first time letting himself be made hostage to his party's so-called progressive activist wing. And Sonny Hostin on The View asks if justices of the Supreme Court are entitled to privacy in their homes, why aren't women entitled to privacy in abortion? And no, it's the abortion itself. It's not the level of privacy in the abortion. And yeah, there is another life involved there, isn't there? Well, that's debatable too, I guess, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Are you suffering with joint discomfort? Suffering every morning getting out of bed? Do your hips and shoulders ache? Try all kinds of pills. Nothing seems to do the job. Balance 7 in 3 days will reduce the acid in your body and reduce your discomfort dramatically. And Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. All nature-made ingredients, no chemicals. Order Balance 7 at Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Are you suffering with the pain of heartburn? Get relief with Balance 7. No longer able to eat the food you enjoy because of the pain of heartburn? Balance 7 has a pH of 11+, which will allow you to go back to the food you love. All the ingredients are made by nature. Get heartburn relief, and Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. Order now. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.